Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam. Here's Danielle.
Hi.
Hi. All right. So I had an idea for a fun episode. We'll go back and forth, have some like questions we would not normally think about. And of course, you turned it into like, this is going to be a fighting episode.
Well, we haven't fought in a long time. So yeah. So that's okay if it becomes sort of a heated discussion, I'll say.
Yeah, I was trying to make it light and fun.
I was so happy you came up with an episode. That's why I jumped on it. And yeah. I think it is a great topic. It's such a fun topic. I think there are a lot of, I think a lot of other couples will understand, there are underlying frustrations in the actual questions
I understand.
That you asked me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it opens up a whole can of worms, even though they're such simple.
I mean, right. Not simple, but.
No, but I mean like at harmless, the level. Harmless right. Questions. Yeah. It still opens kind of up a can of worms about the differences in our personality and the differences in where right. where we focus our energy as people right. and I think that opens up a whole other, again, can of worms mm-hmm. of stuff.
Right. So we decided to make this episode about women's issues about spending crypto in a simulation.
Right.
Right.
No, we completely separated those. Yeah. We'll get into all of that. But yes, I think there is, just in the questions themselves, there's a huge discrepancy. You basically were like, let's ask each other questions that we've never asked each other before, mm-hmm. even though, you know, you about your interests, me, I guess, about my interests, but more, passions, whatever.
Right. I didn't come up with questions about asking you about my passions or about, it was just like fun things that I think about and I research and don't
oh you research
but like are not part of everyday struggles or mm-hmm. like you know what okay. I mean like it was just all right fine
yeah okay we'll talk about that
okay
we'll talk about all of that for those of you who have partners who maybe have quote-unquote hobbies that you feel like might distract from more of regular life than you would like them to, right? I think a lot of us have these quote unquote hobbies or interests that divert our attention from things that actually need to get done. And for all of us, I think there's a healthy dose of that. You know, there's a healthy dose of escaping the issues. Mm-hmm. But I think as a society, recently, we're doing a lot of that. And so I think I'm more in tune with the fact that some of these quote unquote hobbies or distractions that we have are really just ways to avoid reality and avoid right. the problem at hand.
Okay. And that can be a healthy thing, right?
An extent.
Correct. That's why I said can be, right? We all need an escape from reality every once in a while, right? We need to just.
But we have determined in the past that escapism is your thing.
Okay, but that's to another level. Really?
Okay, well, so we'll see.
Okay, fine.
We'll see.
All right. I'll be surprised.
I guess. I think a lot of people are going to identify with what I say in this episode, and a lot of people are probably going to identify with what with you with the fact that, like, who cares? Just let them have their fucking, like,
right.
I think there is going to be both.
All right, maybe let's just leave it at that and be done. Thanks everybody
I'm
for
talk
listening.
About it later. Go ahead. Yeah, no, I love the topic. I think it's a great topic, and I think it's super interesting. I also think this might be one of those episodes where I get the review of Danielle is a bitch, and not because I'm being a bitch, but because I am speaking honestly about concerns.
Okay. And I might get some feedback where
you're the best husband ever. How do you put up with her? She's the worst wife in the world. We've been there.
Okay. I think you're pretty cool.
Thank you.
I think you're okay.
Thank you.
I love you.
We'll have a follow-up at the end of the episode.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. So, I just came up with this idea. Like, I came up with a few questions. I asked you to come up with a few questions just to ask each other things that we don't usually think about. So...
You go first.
Here we go.
Oh, you want me to... You ask me... What, I don't know. How you want to do it?
But that's fine.
You're the navigator of this ship.
I always wanted to do a full, complete episode or series or something with an expert. We are both not. By the way, as usual, we're not experts in anything. This is not financial advice in any way. Don't take what we say and make financial decisions based on that. We have to say that stuff.
Well, right? Also, usually we have a couple weeks to prepare for an episode. You literally came to me at like 8:30 this morning and were like, I have an idea, right. Which is great. But we didn't have as much time as we usually have to, quote unquote, research.
Right.
Even though I already had all these thoughts about these questions.
Yeah, this is just off the cuff stuff.
Off the
just
cuff.
For fun.
Just fun.
So not financial advice. Have to say that. Okay. Just, I don't want to get sued.
I think everyone who listens to us knows they are not taking any financial advice from us.
All the boards that I'm on and all the forums and all like the Reddit pages and all, like everybody says, blah, 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 not financial advice. Like, I think you have to protect yourself.
No one is taking financial advice from us.
I don't.
Yes. Don't. There are certain things I would say take advice from us. I think there are certain things we do very, very well.
Right.
Finances is not one of them.
Right. This is the opposite of financial advice. Right. So I want to talk about crypto. Right. I wanted to do an episode about this. I've had ideas in mind. I've contacted people in the past that I've wanted to come on, do an episode. Turned out this
one of them like got arrested.
Was a scam.
Something.
Complete scam. Scammed people out of their money. Right. So yeah, drop that fucking thing right away. And yes, crypto in itself and 99% of it, yes, possibly a scam, right? But that's not what we're talking
99%
about.
99% of it.
Absolutely.
And you're still interested.
We are in the wild west of crypto. Most of it is a scam.
We can't
be
afford
careful.
To be in the wild west of anything.
It's what it is. I'm just saying, right? But there's so many. Before I get into my spiel about crypto, I just want to know, do you have an understanding of what crypto is? Do you know what it is?
Hello? I know you're waiting. No.
Okay.
But yes. I know that it is this quote unquote like mystery secret, you know, monetary, but it's not money, but it is money.
Okay.
And it's not, there's no banks involved.
Right.
It's like an underground. It's like when you walk underground, right? And you walk past all of the underground stuff. It's like first you see somebody selling like livers on the black market. Mm-hmm. You keep walking and then, you know, you see people like selling other people on the black market. You keep walking and then you see crypto.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's to that level for you.
Oh, yes. Right.
Okay.
Yes, I think, yes.
I want to break apart a little bit of what you said there, right? So, like, it's this money or secret money, or it's not... What was the first thing you said? I don't remember. It's this... What'd you say?
I don't know. It's money, but it's not money.
Right, there's... It's money, but it's not money.
Right.
Right. What is... Do you know the word fiat? Right? You know what fiat is?
Yes, it's a car.
Exactly. So fiat is the currency of a country, right? So the US dollar is the United States fiat, right? Why is that money?
No, I know. It's all
made up.
100%. Right? It's all made up.
all made up. It's all about faith
in
a financial system.
If I walk into a store right now, mm-hmm. I can hand them my made up dollars.
Right, because we all believe in...
Correct. Right. I get that. Right. I get that. So, I know it's all a story. I know.
Yeah, that's right. So that's kind of what... Let's use Bitcoin because that's like the ultimate, most widely used and bought and whatever. Made up out of thin air, right? On a computer, just like money one day was made up out of no... Like, it's a belief system, right? We all believe in that as it has a value, right? So if we all believe that Bitcoin has a value... At some point, that's the same as money, right?
But there's no actual tangible.
What's tangible about the dollar?
The actual fucking dollar.
Like, somebody printed a dollar?
Right.
But somebody just printed it.
Well,
right?
Yeah,
so
because
you believe that dollar is worth a dollar.
100% of people understand that when you walk in and you give a cash dollar, that there's a monetary value.
Well, today.
Fine, but we're going to be dead in 50 years. How fucking 50? Long are you waiting for crypto to be like...
You can use it now. There's places that accept it as money, just like they would accept a dollar.
How many places and where are these places?
I didn't count the places.
Well, we just have paid a fucking lot of bills. Did you pay any of them with crypto?
If they accepted it, I...
Exactly. My thank you and goodbye.
Listen, there's so many benefits to crypto. Have you researched at all, like, what are the benefits versus the risks? I mean, at all. Like, do you understand the value of what cryptocurrency could be? There's countries, and the U.S. included, that are looking to do digital currency as their to replace money, to replace, right?
So, has any country done it yet?
Yes, I don't know. Yes. I don't know which country. I just know that it is happening. And the U.S. is happening, right?
All I know, here's what I know about crypto.
Okay.
And I think there are a lot of partners, spouses out there who can understand this. Here's what I know about crypto. There was a time when your sheep dog...
right.
Was doing very, very well. Mm-hmm. And you were showing me nightly how incredibly it was doing, right? And we really needed money. And I was like, cash out, cash out, cash out. Now, I don't know what that means, cash out. Do you get actual dollars? Do they give you sheep dogs? I don't know.
You get a rescue dog when you cash out.
Perfect, because we get them anyway. But what happened was I told you to cash out. You didn't cash out. And then a few weeks later, everything crashed and it was done for a little while, and now you're trying to get to that point again of it doing well.
Well, I can't do it. Like, I can't do anything to get to that point. Like,
right.
I can't try.
I know.
I can't.
So right? You could have cashed out and we would have had a bunch of money.
Yeah. But look, that's speculation. That's investing. That's not the point of what I'm talking about, what cryptocurrency could be. Right? So that's just gambling. Right? That's just the level that it's at. That's not my point. My point about crypto is what the benefits of what it could be, right? So it's when it was designed initially, like when Bitcoin was first created, it's meant to be so this deflationary thing, right? So like the dollar, like as we all know, inflation is crazy right now. Things cost so much more money because of a ton of reasons. One of them being
corporations.
We can just corporations, mm-hmm. right? Inflated income and salaries and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and the ability to just create more money, right? Which is what we've been doing forever, right? We need money, we print it. Mm-hmm. You can't do that, right? So it has a value and that's it. You can't make more. So inflation doesn't happen the way it does today with money. Does that make sense?
You mean inflation in crypto?
Correct. Oh. Because there, I don't want to say there is none, right? I don't understand it that well to say that. But you can't, like, if everybody was using Bitcoin and the U.S. was on Bitcoin, you can't make print more to pay for whatever, all the things mm-hmm. that we need money for. You can't make more, right? So there's a predetermined limit of what it can be.
Okay.
Does it make sense so far?
Sure. I'm never going to really understand it. My brain just doesn't work like this.
But other benefits benefits of it is nobody can control it. The banks can't control it. Government can't control it, right? So there's countries out there right now that people are so unfortunate and they have no, like, they can work all day and make no money because the government controls the money of that country, right? So you make money, it goes right to the government, and you have, and you're poor and you have no money. When you own your own crypto, nobody can touch it. Nobody can, yes, they can steal it from you in certain ways, right? So just like anything else. But there's no, like, if you own your own wallet, your own crypto wallet, it's a digital thing, nobody has access to you, access to it except for you, unless they, unless there's a scam involved, or, you know, they steal it in a certain way.
So what you're saying is workers in these third world countries are using crypto instead to be able to support themselves.
They could, right, if this was adopted. Right. So if,
how are they going to have access to it if they don't have computers?
So, all right. So that's the, so you have to have internet access, exactly, to be able to do this, mm-hmm, which brings on to, mm-hmm, the next. Mm-hmm. What?
Because there's all kinds of all, it's so much, but inequity and inequality. Like, it just
awful. And this, yeah, would solve it with, if you had internet access. But that's,
course,
the one
they're
thing
not going to give them internet access. So it's never going to solve it.
Good point.
Of course. Look, I, that's the research
I won't go through all the other, should I not, should we, like, I don't want to make this whole episode about this, so should we not go through all the other benefits?
Here's,
and
I
all
think
the
what
other
people, what, look, here's the thing, okay. Crypto is like, would you call it a hobby of yours?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah,
what is it about this hobby? Because I know when I've asked about crypto before to our audience, a lot of, I'm gonna say, women have said that they're male partners are very into crypto. Mm-hmm. What is it to you about crypto that is so
I love the idea of this decentralization of it. I love the idea that we can control this as money. I love the idea that nobody can have access to it or oversee it. And there's low fees, fast transfer. Like, this is the people's this could be the people's money, right? Nobody's controlling you for your money. You have total control of everything. That's the pinnacle. Right. So it's, we are in the early stages of this thing. And if we can all adopt it and agree on this thing to be what it could potentially be, we would have complete freedom of money.
When was the first time you invested in crypto?
What year is it? 2020.
Okay. Since 2020 and 2023, has it made our life better in any way?
No.
Right.
Not yet.
Not yet. I know. Yeah. Always not yet. I know.
This is all about potential. That's my whole
potential for when?
I'm thinking about the people that come after us, our kids and our kids' kids and our children's
So you're
children.
Investing our hard-earned money because you think maybe somewhere, somehow, it's going to in the future.
And it's, look, and it's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
And it's fun.
That
I love
I
it.
Understand.
Yeah.
And I know that you did not invest a ton of money into it.
No.
A small amount.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And more. And some more along the way.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Look, there are a whole lot of issues that I have with
this. And, mm-hmm, you know, I haven't, this satisfies for me also, mm-hmm, I love going to Atlantic City. I haven't in how long, right? This kind of satisfies that
escapism.
Not physically escaping, right? That want, the needing or the wanting of, like, gambling or having fun, or this kind of satisfies that,
right?
Right? Like, I don't have that.
There are a few issues I have with it. Number one, I could never do anything like this with our money without talking to you first.
Okay.
That's a huge issue for me, that, you know, you have this thing that you have fun with and that you invest in and that, you know, seems to me does not benefit us in one fucking way at all. And we have a lot of
expenses.
Well,
expensive. That's not true. I mean, I could cash out now and it would have benefited
us. You could have
us.
Cashed out when I told you to cash out, and we would have been able to pay for a lot of fucking stuff.
Not as much as you think. I think you're overestimating.
So what you're saying
what
is it never got to a level that was worth anything.
Right. Okay. But right. So I could cash out now and get all that I've invested into it plus more, and there's the benefit.
So this is a hobby.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's for fun. I enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's much different than trying to claim that it's going to like change our lives because it has done nothing to change our lives.
Okay.
Do you know people whose lives it's changed?
Personally, no.
Okay. Besides Elon Musk, do you know people whose lives it's changed?
Yeah, but just on speculation, not like just on an investment purpose, right?
So do
just
you
for...
see my issues with it?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you ask me what are my thoughts on crypto,
I'm in on a global scale.
Look, here's what I see. I see you come home very much like look, hyperfixations, right? Like you have these hyperfixations on things. This is your hyperfixation. You check it 70 times a day. Mm-hmm. When you come home and you're sitting on the couch, that's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Again, when you are relaxing, doing your thing, I'm more than happy. Like you play SimCity all the time.
Shh, don't tell people I
play
still do
SimCity.
That.
That's great. Like that's an, you know, like that. Fine. You know, to a certain extent, if you did nothing else, I would obviously be pissed. I put this with SimCity. I put this with, this is your release. This is your thing. But at the same time, it's costing us money.
Well, but okay. Yes, but no. Right. Right. I don't spend money anymore. Right. I don't buy shit. I don't do anything. I don't spend money. Right. So if I put some money into this, I can go now, cash out and get my money back. Right. So I didn't spend it. It didn't go to zero.
Okay,
it didn't,
but you're not going to cash out and get your money back. We've already proven that.
Okay. If something traumatic happened and we needed money now, I could go do that.
Okay.
Okay. So there's no loss. Except for maybe what you're saying is my time.
I guess your time, this attitude of you are doing this very important thing that is going to change our life. And, you know, and I sit by and just watch you like check the stats and I've seen nothing tangible or beneficial come from it. And we have all this other shit that we actually have to deal with and we haven't dealt with. And yeah, it's frustrating in a sense. Not look, I would never tell you to stop doing it. If you started putting more and more money into it, I'd be pissed. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think there's a difference between this is a hobby and I'm helping our family in some way. Right. Mm-hmm. I think that distinguishing factor is important. You know, I think to sit there and check the stats and to constantly tell me it's going to be, which we've all, many of us have heard before from our partners who have had things with gambling, things with other issues. It's another form of escapism. Mm-hmm. And so I'm frustrated with it until I see some type of, wow, he did this and it's benefiting us.
Okay.
All right. I don't agree.
No, I do. Okay. I just know that you have some hyperfixations too that you think are beneficial but are really not.
Maybe, probably, sure. Absolutely. Look, I 100%,
I think you think you're doing it for like,
can you give an example?
I don't think I should. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so with our boys going into private school.
Okay.
Right. So We applied for private school for our two sons for all the reasons, right? And it took 2 months to know if they were going to get in or not, right? And it was a very stressful period for both of us and this was all you could do, mm-hmm. all you could think about. Mm-hmm. And you were doing all the things and a wonderful job to get them in.
Thank you. And did they get in?
And they did.
Oh.
You did an amazing job.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Until you were spending your nights and days and mornings researching on forums with other people about, I don't even know, right? Helping in no way whatsoever just to satisfy possibly, did these people's kids get in? Did they, like, what did you do to get them in? What did you not do? Like, I don't know what you were even on these forums and boards and all these things for. Mm-hmm. It did nothing to help. Nothing.
But I didn't spend any money.
But neither did I.
Yes, you did.
I can go get it right now. I didn't spend any money.
Fine, but you're
not
going to. And
but I'm just saying, my point is just
a little bit, what are the things that I was doing on the forums and stuff was, you know, what do you do if your kids don't get in? What are the, what can you do? You know, look, our our middle son, as people know, he's been bullied to no end at school and everything. This is something that, you know, really was an issue that we had to deal with. And this was after we never wanted our kid. We never thought our kids were going to go to private school. We always mm-hmm. wanted them in public. We're huge proponents of public school. This was something that was a last resort and something that we, you know. And you're right. I couldn't concentrate on anything else besides
you're fixated,
this.
Escaped all the things on this thing.
Not escaped. I wouldn't say escaped, because what I was doing, in a sense, was trying to come up with a plan B. And all of these things that, you know, if they don't get in, what do people do, right? Like, I would say, you know, look, 20% of kids get into these schools, but then 40% of them get into on the wait list. And what do you do then? And if they don't get in, is there something else? What can I do to get my kids out of this hostile situation that they're in? So, yes, I understand what you're saying, but also at the same time, it's not a hobby.
No, but this was after we already applied, not looking for research about, should I send my kids to boarding school?
Applied, but not got in.
Right. So there's nothing you can
That's
do.
That's not true.
From the time you apply until the time they get in or not.
No, you're wrong, because I was finding out which schools are rolling admission. Where can they still apply after? Once they're on the wait list, what do you do to increase your chances to get off the wait list?
And again, I think everything that you did is wonderful. Like, I'm not coming down on you about it in any way. Like,
plenty of things to waste time. Trust me.
Yeah.
I do plenty of things. I don't know that that was one of them.
It just seemed like it. Like, it was between the point of applying. So there's nothing more we can do until we hear.
Right.
And you were literally on
I was hyperfixing
all night, not sleeping.
You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look.
And so I'm just finding a way to pay for it. That's what I was doing. I'm trying my best to research.
And when you write that crypto check, I will be so happy.
If they took it, I could write them a check right now.
Exactly. That's, yeah.
There's no checks.
No, there. I'm not trying to say, look, I'll get into that. There's plenty of things that I do that are a fucking waste of time and escapism. My only thing, my thing, what I'm saying to you is, I like to separate the idea of I am changing our lives by doing this.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to change our lives monetarily.
Okay.
I'm doing research. I'm trying to, you know.
Look, when you sit down and do Sims.
That's a waste of time. 100% waste of time.
No, but I appreciate it more in the fact that you're doing something that, look, I think you should have that outlet. And I know that there are people who do, you know, I know there are people out there whose spouses do video games and everything to the point where, like, it's, you know, debilitating and that's awful. You sit down and you do SimCity while we're watching a show or whatever, and I'm totally fine with that. That's great.
Yeah, I mean,
create your little world, please. But at least you're honest about the fact, like, this is a hobby. This is something that, you know, I do that's sort of stupid, but I love it.
Oh, it's completely stupid.
Okay, but so is crypto.
No.
Okay.
I got more reasons, but I won't get into it because now
you're
not allowed.
We'll do another show.
Now you're not allowed to know.
We'll do another show.
What do you think about that?
I haven't been allowed to know. I don't know shit you do. All I know is that if I took a whole fucking bunch of money and invested in something or donated to something or whatever, which donation seems to be the right word to associate with what you're doing, it would be a whole fucking conversation before I had to do it, before I got to do it.
Okay.
I could never just take... I don't know what the monetary amount is. I could never just take $5,000 out of our bank account and be like, I'm going to invest in this. Or, you know, I want to invest more in black women-owned businesses. So I'm going to take this $5,000 and invest in this person who I believe in. And, like, those kinds of things.
But you get to spend money that we don't have a conversation about. And I don't do that. Okay? And the difference is I can go get the money back now. And you can't.
Okay. Okay. Show me the money that, okay.
All right. Okay.
Whole other conversation.
Okay. That's save that for another
part
one.
Part two, three, four, five, and six. Okay. So what
can we move on from crypto?
Please.
Can we?
I don't know. Can you?
All right, a whole other episode.
We can do a whole, yeah, fine.
Let's do that. All right, but let's take a break.
Bring your person on,
I have a new person, and
she's a woman. She's a woman. So now I love women because I found a woman crypto person.
Now I like women because I found a woman I like on YouTube. Women. Right, about crypto.
Okay, so
that's why I like
now
women
now. Let's go back to reality and find out the question. Oh, we have to take a break. We're really late.
Yeah, it's okay. This is going to be a long episode, but who cares?
Or we could do two.
All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so where are we? We're past crypto. What are we doing now?
You're going to ask, are you going to do one of my questions?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was my first question?
No. I had to ask my question, so you ask, please.
I think I asked you
the influential female.
Yeah, okay, so I asked you who do you think two of the most influential female entertainers or figures of the 21st century are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know you were trying to put me on the spot here with this.
No, put you on the spot. You asked me about crypto. Wait, it shouldn't. See, that's the thing, is it shouldn't put you on the spot to be able to know.
No, because you think that I don't.
If I just think it, then answer it.
Fine. I will.
But I don't just think it. I've noticed that the other day, Ian and two of his best friends were in the car and they're listening to a bunch of male rappers, right? Like one after the other. It's, you know, like a playlist of male rappers. And look, I listen to the songs. I let them play their music. And at certain points, I push the button and I turn it off. And I say, you know, you never talk about women like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's why. And then I turn the music back on and I let them listen. And then the next time I find something, I say, you know, you never say this word ever, right? And then we talk about why or whatever. And then at the end, I turned it off. It was a very long car ride where we went. They were not happy about it. But I know their moms. I know that they are fine with me saying this stuff. And I said to them at the end, why was there not one female rapper in this entire playlist?
And
they couldn't answer. I said, because it was a lot of old school rap and everything. I said, what about Missy Elliott? Right? What about Salt and Pepper? What about, you know, like, what about Queen Latifah? What about, and they couldn't answer. And I was like, that is not okay. You cannot have an entire playlist of songs and not have any female rappers on there. It really upset me.
Do you think that was intentional, or do you think
think that's just what they listen to.
Yeah.
And I think that that is just the go-to. Look, I see it with you. I see it with not just you, a lot of the men in my life. It's a lot of male-centric stuff. Females don't have that same. We don't have that. We can't do that. Right? The male perspective is everywhere, right? So when I ask you something like this, and I do know you're going to be a little stumped, there's part of me that's like, that's bullshit.
Okay. First of all, I wasn't stumped. I had two women in mind that I highly respect for certain reasons.
One is Michelle Obama, probably. Is that true?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's not okay.
It's wonderful. Right, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I think I love Michelle Obama, but like, I know that you're go to because you don't know that many women.
Okay.
Look, trust me, I'm beyond happy that you say Michelle Obama. Did you read her book Becoming? Did you watch her documentary Becoming?
No,
have you listened to her podcast?
But I haven't read a book by a man either.
Everything you consume is male based.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. So for the most part, yes.
Okay.
Why?
No, go ahead.
I can't
Look,
tell. I
don't. The fact that you say Michelle Obama, trust me, I'm thrilled. I think she's phenomenal.
So.
Yes, but I don't. I think there's no depth there, right? Like, you don't really know about her. You don't really.
I don't really know about anyone. Who do I really know about? I take for what they are on the surface.
Okay.
I don't dive in. Like, I don't have time for that. I don't read books about people. Like,
because you're investing in crypto.
Yes. Yes. For the half hour a day that I spend doing, like, what?
Okay.
If I start a book, the time that I have to read, it will take me 3 years to read a book. Like, it's just not.
Okay. So what is it that you love so much about Michelle Obama?
You know what? Fuck it.
No,
nothing.
I want to know.
Nothing.
Look, like I said, I love that you love Michelle Obama. I love Michelle Obama.
I picked two women for what I think their core value is and what they stand for. And you know what? Fuck it. I'm not even the way you're looking at me. No. You know what?
Please tell me.
Okay, I have two men that I chose instead.
Great. One of them's Joe fucking Rogan. Go ahead. Tell me.
Not. Right. Well, Michelle Obama is an American attorney and author who served as the first lady to a man in the United States.
Okay, first of all, she serves no one, okay? She is her own fucking person.
I have a really strong and good feeling that Barack had not made too many decisions without consulting Michelle first.
100%. 100%. Starting with the tan suit. Okay.
All right, so... Correct me if I'm wrong, but what I think that she stood for, which I think was her prominent kind of like
message, platform,
uh-huh. all that stuff, was healthy eating, education for people who don't have access to education, ending childhood obesity, having access to food that's not affordable for people who can't afford it, all those things. Mm-hmm.
Obesity thing is a little bit, but we're going to skip that because that's a whole other subject, but go ahead.
But I'm not diminishing that. But if you would like to skip over it, that's fine.
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm.
Fine. Those things, which I think is a very important issue that still has not been fixed, although she helped it in a major way.
Okay.
And I think that's a huge why not okay.
No, absolutely. Look, I've read her book. I've listened to her podcast. I've seen her on 1,000, you know, she's a multifaceted person who I think...
I didn't say that's the only thing.
Right, I'm just saying. There's... Yes.
No matter what I say, you're going to... If I said all the things that
You're right.
You were thinking, you would have found something else that I didn't think about.
You're right. Because I'm sorry. It really frustrates me that...
Let's move on to the next.
Okay, but I want to say it frustrates me that we're raising two boys, right? It frustrates me that you have a daughter. It frustrates me that you, and not just you. I'm not saying you. I'm saying you as a collective kind of, right? Like as a general you to most husbands, to most men, not all men, most, that you don't feel the need and the desire to try to immerse yourself in the female experience and to understand who we are. Look, obviously, Michelle Obama and I have very different, you know, I cannot identify with her on many levels, yet I very much respect her. But there's this huge gap between, you know, I want you to be the one in the car with the boys who stops and says, why are there no women on this playlist?
Okay.
Why are there?
Here's what I do. Okay. And I think this is going to be very relatable to most men. Mm-hmm. I assume. Don't quote me on that. And I'm not saying all mm-hmm. men are the same. And do we say the same? Whatever. Right. I make sure that my sons know how to respect a woman, how to make sure that when songs like that come on and talking about bitches mm-hmm, and things like mm-hmm. that's not okay. You never say anything like that. Mm-hmm. Those are the kinds, how to treat a woman, how to treat them as an equal, how to respect a woman, how to treat them when you go on a date, how to talk to girls, those kinds of things.
Okay.
And I think that's so far more important at their stage mm-hmm. now mm-hmm. than to... Let's dive into the culture of women and what they've been through.
Well, that
in our
I disagree
history.
With.
I think this comes first.
I don't think we should have to choose. I think
I'm not saying
be both.
Choose. I'm saying you have to start somewhere.
Okay.
And at 11 and 14, mm-hmm. this is where you start.
Okay.
That's my point.
Okay. As long as you're doing that, that's what I
a thousand.
Okay, great.
A thousand times a week.
Great.
Like I when
but
I
yes,
hear the
one
songs
of the reasons
that
why I asked that question is because it does. You know, it's hard to look, we live our entire lives with someone of the opposite sex, except for those of us who don't. And you know, at a certain level, you're sort of like, don't they want to understand our frustrations and what we go through and all of those things, you know. And I know, look, there's a reason why I love you so much and I'm, you know, I continue to be married to you and everything. It's because I know you're a wonderful human being.
But
I also think, as a general rule, men are not expected to try to immerse themselves in the female experience. And that bothers me, mm-hmm. you know? So that's something I always want you to be conscious of, right? And something like this, where you ask me the questions about science and everything, I take this as an opportunity of, yes, I do want you to realize that there is this whole...
And I'm glad you did, by the way. I was joking at the beginning of the episode where I said you turned this into, like...
Right.
I respect the fact that you brought this into this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be able to have a... You know, I don't want to only talk to my friends about, you know... the new book that so-and-so wrote, who's a female, and it's like...
Well, you're not talking to me about books.
Well, it doesn't matter. The book is just the tool to, you know, communicate whatever it is they're thinking. So I'm really just talking about, like, an idea or, you know, the mm-hmm. tool is just the mechanism. I mean, the book is just the mechanism. But, you know, that, yes, it can be lonely sometimes to be in that situation where you feel like the other person doesn't, you know, we are bombarded with the male experience. We get it from all directions all day long, the white male experience especially. And so, you know, it can be... upsetting. Mm-hmm. So
I understand.
I know you're a good, I'm not, that doesn't mean I don't think you're a wonderful human being and everything. That is the way our society is set up. But in some ways, I think in order to, you know, to go against that, I think that that's one way to fight the system, is to be one of those people who indulges in content of women.
Do you have any idea who my second woman could be?
Is it Dolly Parton?
No.
Oh.
That 21st century?
She lives... She's a
good... I know she's alive, but...
We're going this summer to Dollywood.
Yeah, we are. And I just got Dolly tableware in my party store.
You did, which I think you need to sell to everybody.
See, like, that's... Listen, I do the little things
okay.
that I know, like...
No, when I told you I planned a vacation to Dollywood, you were very excited.
So excited.
I know.
Do I think this stuff's going to sell? Not really.
Oh.
I really don't. And it hasn't. Oh. And like a little bit. But like,
because people don't know it's there.
I bring things into my store that I know that I have an understanding for. Like I have banners that say, you know, in my wedding aisle that say, you know, instead of, you know, he and she, it's Mr. and Mr. or Mrs. and Mrs. Uh-huh. Not just Mr. and Mrs.
No, I know.
I carry all the stuff.
I know.
I bring it in knowing that it's not going to sell that
I
much.
Know. I
but I
want to
represent
it.
And show yep. that we have a belief in the store that mm-hmm. we, you know, I have the pride stuff.
I know.
I bring in
I know.
The holidays that don't sell that represent mm-hmm. people that don't normally buy in the store. Like, I have all that stuff.
I hear
just
you.
Because one person's going to come in and say, holy shit, thank you for carrying mm-hmm. that.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
I am a good
do you
fucking
want to pause
person.
And go have sex?
Yes. Or we could just do it now live.
No, I know. I just sometimes like to stop and remind you that, you know, there's a lot of female content out there that you could listen
I
to.
I love female content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know porn.
And that's something that I have on here, by the way, too, with a different question about porn. But my second female. Influential female person that mm-hmm. I Lady Gaga.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because we're like so in the moment now with bullying and mm-hmm. kids who were, you know, not represented, you know, the mm-hmm. whole thing. And she, you know, she, I'm going to cry.
I know you're going to cry because our kids go through it. I know. By the way, our kids are bullied for being too nice
right,
and too
nice.
Sensitive.
Yeah.
They
right.
need to toughen up.
Like how you can overcome that.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we have people in our area committing suicide because of this, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people who can't go to school, people mm-hmm. who, you know, and the way she, you know, she sings about it and
born
overcame
this way.
It. Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit, yeah.
Is this the first time you ever cried on the podcast?
Possibly. Yeah.
This is the best
sexy,
moment
huh?
of my life.
But, you know. How, you know, we're seeing our kids who are overcoming with Mia, with Ian, over you know, over that stuff.
Yeah.
And look what she's become, like one of the biggest icons in the world. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she was fucking bullied in school. Mm-hmm. And look what, you know, she did with that.
Yeah.
And just shows what you can do and just don't fucking give up mm-hmm. because you're being bullied, you know?
Right. Yeah, there's so much of that right now. There's a lot of speaking out about that right now, you know, and how people will say, I saw an interviewer, I can't remember the person's name, they're non-binary, but the interviewer said to them, why do you do this when it causes you such heartache? And and that's another thing we have to work on, they said, because it's so much more painful to not live as myself, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See?
Totally.
That was better.
I love you. You can still read the biography, though, by the way. Yes. But no, I absolutely think you're.
Okay.
I love you.
All right. Let's take another.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. All right. So where should we move on from here?
So you asked me, could our existence be a simulation?
Yeah. What do you think?
Okay. First, can you explain simulation? I mean, I researched it and everything, but okay. It's probably better if you just tell it.
Yeah. It's very simple. It's like The Sims, right? So are we just Sims in a world created by somebody who invented some computer game, and that's us.
And so are they controlling everything?
No, you don't control Sims, right?
I don't know.
Me either. I played Sims City, which is different than The Sims. I never played The Sims. Sims are people in this virtual world, right? So it's this game that there are these Sims, these people just living their day out. Mm-hmm. With you don't control them, they're just
so we're like a video game kind of for somebody else.
Possible, right? Mm-hmm. Well, just to say, your boy Elon Musk says,
"My
that
boy,
it's possible.
Please don't ever say that again."
It is possible that we are in a simulation. My boy Neil deGrasse Tyson
that
says,
"That is okay."
He, you know, there's a 50-50 chance he can find no argument against it. Mm-hmm. Not that we are, but how do you prove otherwise? Mm-hmm. Is how do you know?
I mean, but like the character, like why
we're all just
what, but why create why create someone with mental illnesses? Why create someone with,
I mean, you play video games and there's destruction and disasters and, you know, like it's just damn. Part of the game. It's just fun for the creator and the player, right?
Like, right. And then you die. And do I think there's a simulation? No, I don't. I really don't. I understand the fascination with it. I understand why, you know, but again, it's a diversion. It's a distraction, right? It's, yeah. If we're in a simulation, then I guess nothing really matters and we don't have to address the real problems.
Right.
And
it like disables the idea of free will. It disables,
right.
You know.
And it disables the idea of let's really tackle the things that matter, you know?
Matter to us as a programmed thing that doesn't really matter in the scheme of things, but we think they mean something, mm-hmm. you know? But even if we're not in a simulation, are we headed that way? Right, with VR, mm-hmm. ChatGPT, Neuralink, like all these things that mm-hmm. we're just going to connect ourselves to this virtual world, even if we're not, are we headed towards a simulation?
Well,
too?
I feel like every movie and book and show that you watch about simulation winds up as a dystopia, right? Like mm-hmm. it's never good. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hope no, but no, I do not think we're in a simulation.
All right, Danielle says we're not in a simulation.
I do not think so. No, okay. I do not think so. Do you think so?
No. Oh. I have no idea. I mean, who knows? Right? Like, who knows?
Well, when I was younger, you know, my mom used to say things to me. You know, I used to worry about death all the time. It was a very, very, like, I had a lot of feelings about death and about, you know, the afterlife and all of these things. And my mom used to say to me, you know, look around, right? Like, look at everything that happens. Look at all these things. And you know, you asked me about the metaverse also. So I'll combine the two kind of, you know, you asked me about the metaverse, which is...
Not the multiverse, but the metaverse.
No. You asked... Wait. Oh,
I asked you about the metaverse.
No, you asked me about the multiverse. You said what happened before.
Well, I'm sorry. I asked you about the multiverse.
Right. So
not multiple. Wait.
Multiple universes.
Yes. Not what am I? What's the word I'm trying to? Not where we exist in multi universes simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Just
are there other universes?
Yes, other
universes. Yeah. Look, I believe in other universes. I believe that there's. I am of the belief that anything is possible. And I think that, sure, I think that there could be other universes. Do you think
that's why I married you?
Do you think that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I thought so. But here's my thing is that, okay, so you believe that there's other, and look, the movie Interstellar, mm-hmm. way back when we did the whole episode about it where I watched it and I've literally watched that movie 18 times in order to understand it.
Right.
Which I love that movie. I really do. I think anything that you have to watch 18 times to understand, maybe it's a problem that we don't need to focus on. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's just
the average,
fun to think about.
Totally.
Yeah.
I get that. I love the concept. I think it's so interesting.
But that's not about multiple universes. That's about multiple dimensions.
There's a difference?
Yeah.
Okay. That I don't get.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, I think if you're someone who believes, do you believe in multiple dimensions?
I mean, we have the first dimension, right?
Okay,
second dimension,
so
third dimension.
I'm of the belief that, like my mom said to me when I was younger, and I always think about it, and I say sometimes to my kids, because I do believe it. Look, if there's multiple universes and yet you believe in and all this stuff out there, right? Alien life or whatever, which is one of the other questions you asked me about. But yet you don't believe in the afterlife. And that to me is I don't understand how you can believe in all these other universes and all these other things, mm-hmm. but you don't believe in an afterlife.
Well, I mean, I'm believing in physical things. I mean, right? Like the multiverse is just another universe that exists along with us, just like we have our solar system and there's other solar systems,
okay.
right? They exist together.
Fine.
Right?
But you can say to yourself when a baby is in the womb and nothing, they don't know that there's anything after that. And then there is like,
but that's just moving from one place to another within the same,
right. But it could be this
dimension, right?
How do you know it's not? Like,
I don't.
Right.
I'm not saying I don't believe in afterlife. I
thought that your belief is that when we die, we decompose and that's it.
I mean, I think I do.
Right.
I think that outweighs my belief.
But I think that goes against everything else you think. Like, I think if you believe in the multiverse and different dimensions and everything, why? I think that's along the same lines of believing in the afterlife.
You can believe in a... you know, in another universe that exists outside of ours because there's no evidence to prove otherwise, right? So we can't prove there are them, right? You can only believe it.
Well, we can't prove there's other...
But no, but you can prove dimensions, right? You have...
I don't know.
Well, you have the first dimension, which is just a dot, like, right? Just a
right, but
a
beyond
point
the third dimension,
time.
You can't prove it.
You can't. It's just a belief at that
Correct.
Point, I think. Right,
right, but you believe it.
Correct.
Okay. So that's the part for me that's like, why can you believe in all these other scientific things, but then when it comes to the afterlife, it's like, oh, it's no longer scientific.
Well, I think that becomes more of a religious-based theory than it is scientific because, once again, there's no evidence or proof of anything afterwards, so it's just something you can believe in.
Is there not, or are there people who have experienced it? And say they've experienced it, not to say that I completely, you know, but I think if you're going to discount one, you discount the other. If you're going to believe in one, you believe the other.
Look,
like
I mean,
anything is possible.
I've never experienced that myself, thankfully. I've never been in a situation where I've
Didn't you see flatliners?
So, I mean, I believe your mind possibly goes somewhere when you're dying. You know, either you're on some kind of medication, which is a hallucinogen, or, you know, it's making you think certain things, or something happens to the chemicals in your brain when you're dying, and it just brings this euphoric state to yourself to comfort you in the time that you're like, mm-hmm. I think that's more of a chemical experience than it is a
reality.
Yeah. Like,
look, I'm of the belief of, yes, I believe in, I look around me, and again, the same kind of thing. I look at our kids. I look at, you know, when they were born, their tiny little fingers or tiny little toes, mm-hmm. all that stuff, all the stuff my mom used to say to me. And I think to myself, anything is possible.
Yeah, I hope so.
And I don't think, I don't restrict that to the afterlife. I have no idea what happens after, but there's part of me that has to believe that you don't just decompose. There's part of me that has to believe that that energy and that, well, that being
your energy goes somewhere.
Right.
It's not destroyed.
Correct.
So.
Correct. And so I don't think that it's, you know, you asked me about the multiverse. I rather think about what happens after, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I love it. I hope, mm-hmm. I hope there is, you know,
I don't know what happens obviously when we die and everything, but I would rather focus my attention on that than is there a multiverse.
Are you scared that you go somewhere that's not good, like a hell versus a heaven?
No, I don't really believe in a hell.
Yeah.
I don't. I hope people go there. There are, right. I have that hope.
Sure.
I mean, certainly when I picture someone like a Hitler or something, that's the first thing I picture is I really hope they're fucking like they got to take their own life before anybody got to them and torture them. Like, you know, when I watch a movie and someone just dies when they're, you know, I just watched this documentary on Netflix, The Keepers, where, you know, it's all about this priest who completely ruined the lives of like 100 people or more, probably only 100 people came forward. And look, the first thing I think to myself is I hope he went to hell. Mm-hmm. Do I really believe in it? I don't know.
Right.
But I guess if you believe in a heaven, you kind of, you know.
But you're not saying you believe in heaven. You just believe there's something.
Like,
do we come back
when
as
something
like a frog
good happens?
Or a snail
I think
or something?
Of my grandfather looking down on me and making it happen because I really loved him and we were really close and everything. So if I'm gonna believe in that, you know, and
so
I'm
down from where? Down from heaven?
Whatever that is,
right.
You know, it keeps me going.
Yeah, it's wonderful to think about and to keep with you.
But what I'm saying is, I'd rather concentrate my energy on that than worrying about a multiverse that will never affect me.
I know. Once again, one of my things. It's just fun to think about.
Sure. You know? For you, that's fun to think about. For me, I'm of the, okay, what's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen? You know, you think about parents who lose children and all of these things that you never want to think about. And you think to yourself, yeah, that's my hope is that their kids, you know, that there's a place that they go and there's, you know, I don't give a shit about the multiverse. Fuck that shit. I don't give a shit. I care about what happens to the people who I actually care about and the people mm-hmm. who I actually want to see something good happen to and the people who I want to burn in eternity.
Right.
Yeah.
And the people you love, you set them up a little Bitcoin wallet to make sure that they're secure.
No, I bury them with Michelle Obama's book, Becoming.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought... We can't use Michelle Obama anymore, I thought, because
yes,
I used her as my example.
No, I'm just saying that's...
Okay. All right, what was your next one?
I don't know. You tell me. I read yours.
Oh, you got into social causes?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so I said pick a social cause, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so we're talking a lot of speculating, a lot of what would happen if in the universe or if in, you know, in the
let's get to reality,
multiverse.
Right?
Well, that's I think that's a little bit why I don't indulge in those things. Number one, my brain can't handle it, right? I don't understand it. But also, I think to myself, I think a little bit, there is a distraction that's going on in society and that happens, I think, with you also. Of look, it's what I do when I have watched every murder and cult documentary known to man on Netflix and Hulu and HBO Max and all the things, right? Like when I need to distract from my problems, that's my go-to. I, at night before I go to sleep, my sister slept over the other night. She came into my room. I was watching a horrible murder documentary 10 minutes before I fell asleep. And she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. To me, I'm sort of like that. I'm like, at least I'm not in a documentary about, you know, but not to say that's any better than anything anybody else does. But I think at the same time, when it comes to issues that I actually want to think about, they're reality based, right? And I think right now there's a whole lot of that. Look, there's a whole movement right now going on against drag queens. Drag queens are pedophiles. Drag queens are trying to possess our kids, and we can't have story time with drag queens and blah, blah, blah. And like, and I think to myself, like, are you fucking kidding me? This is what we're concentrating on.
Rather than the things we should be concentrating on, which is what I have in my life.
Right, which is, you know, the religious-based pedophilia and the, you know, the things that actually happen that we have actual... There's no evidence of drag queens who have done anything to kids. But we have a whole bunch of evidence about misogyny and, you know, and pedophilia and all this stuff with all these other, you know, institutions. So instead of having to deal with those institutions, we shift it to drag queens are the enemy. It's not right. It's not. And so I say to myself, like, sometimes a lot of these things are a distraction. It's a distraction from the things we actually have to deal with. And I think about that, you know, sometimes with you with moving, right? That you always want to move. This is sort of relating a little bit to the metaverse and everything in a strange way. That I think that you feel a little bit like when we have a problem, you solve it by we're going to move. I've done something. We've moved. We've picked up. We've relocated. We've, you know, and that becomes the I've done something, right? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times with some of these issues, we sort of, we try to come up with something that will make it feel like we're doing something and that something, you know, we have this, this issue that we're going to take care of and to diverge us from the actual things, right? If we move, you don't have to actually deal with shit here. And so that's my thing that, you know, that I like to be based in reality. So when I ask you about, you know, social issues that you'd like to get involved in, part of me thinks to myself, I would like to, you know, to know what stuff based in reality are you really interested in?
Okay. Well, look.
Did I just go, like, did
yeah,
I just...
Yeah, it was a total rant.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry,
no, it's okay. And what I have has nothing to do with what you just said, by the way, because all the things that you were talking about, I am in complete, like, sympathy with and, like, would love to do something about. I kind of went to a place where there's so many issues out there that affect so many people. I kind of went to what affects everyone. Right. So like what can we fix that would help everybody and not just, I don't want to say just,
clean
not
water.
Select groups. What?
Clean water.
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. No, I went to more.
That's what our son is going to be doing this summer, by the way.
What?
On his he's doing a service trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
I don't know. All right. So I think what would help most people, the rising costs of everything is affecting more people in this world than in anything else collectively.
Okay. So what do you call that cause?
What do you mean?
What is the cause? What are you getting involved in?
I don't have a name for it.
Well, I wanted you to pick something that you would get involved in.
All right. Let me just give you an example. Okay. Is that better?
Sure.
Is this not a cause? I think it is. Like to help people out of poverty
you.
And to help.
Right. So what are you going to do to help that cause?
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do to help them. I wish I could. I don't know.
I said to you, what is the cause you would get involved in and how would you help?
Oh, how would I get involved?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Look, we're very much involved in animal rescue, obviously. Yes. That's a cause. We're very good at that. But I would
I have two examples of like the rising costs of things and, you know, the unfairness and the discrepancy in money, like towards people who can't afford daily lives, you know, our daily lives and living. So I went to with an example like healthcare. Okay. So, you know, we all need healthcare to pay, you know, for health services that are too expensive, right? So everybody has to have healthcare, right? We all need health insurance. We all need, because if, God forbid, we have to go to the hospital and we can't afford it, you know. But the insurance that we need to pay for the thing that's too expensive is now too expensive to pay for that thing, right? We can't afford health insurance anymore, right? Health insurance is so expensive.
And it's not helpful in so many ways.
And what you have to do to actually use it and find the doctor and find, you know, what's covered and what's not, all because the thing that you need to get done in the end is too expensive to pay for. Mm. That's the issue, right? So why is a surgery, I don't know, $100,000 here where it's a fraction of that somewhere else?
Canada,
fine, right? I'm sure there's reasons, malpractice insurance and like the doctors have fixed costs, you know, whatever the reasons are, that's what needs to be fixed, not the health insurance. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't have to have health insurance, right? Can't a doctor's visit be affordable? Like, can't surgery be affordable? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So the thing that we're paying for, we can't afford to pay for the thing that we can't afford to get, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy.
Well, I think about that. Our daughter needs surgery. She, you know, it's quote unquote elective surgery. I don't know if I should say or not that what the surgery
is. It doesn't
matter. You think it's fine?
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
So she needs a breast reduction.
Yeah.
And the surgery, you know, she'd be fine with us telling. We can't go through insurance. The steps through insurance would take years to get her what she needs.
And we'd have to spend more money.
Correct.
To go to other doctors
to get. Correct. So, it's either pay out of pocket or she doesn't get it. That's it. And, you know, and luckily, thank God, when I say we can pay out of pocket, it's going to hurt a lot, but we can do it, right? We can give up other things. We can do it. But yes, it is an absolute travesty that is the way it is, because shame and self consciousness and all that stuff is not considered quote unquote a medical issue.
Yeah, but just on the same page, you know, for the same, like what we're going through now with colleges, right? Mm-hmm. That's like the biggest stranglehold on Americans right now is affording college. Mm-hmm. You know, we take out these loans for a college that gets us a job to make money, but we don't make enough money to pay back the thing we took out loans for to make the money. Mm-hmm. Like it's a, you know, we're sure. Chasing our tails
the
here.
Catch 22.
Yeah, like we take out loans to get a job, but you can't afford to pay back the loans after you get the job. Mm-hmm. And there's so many other, like, that's just the way this things work now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why we're so, you know, constricted monetarily as a country.
You ask, you know, how do you get involved and everything? And one of the ways you get involved is local officials, you know, and everything. That's step number one.
Is what?
That local officials that you know, who you vote for, who you endorse, who you work for, who you, you know, our kids 2 years ago, or I guess it was 3 years ago.
No, I mean, do you believe that? I don't.
I do.
I don't believe whoever I vote for is going to make a change to
this. Oh, you're absolutely incorrect.
Well, we've been doing it for a long time and nothing has changed since. It's only getting worse.
No.
And we vote for the people who stand for good values and doing the right things.
But it is important. It is important.
And 100%. Yeah. And I'm going to keep doing it.
Of course.
Absolutely. I just don't think that's what's going to make the change.
Well, then you run for office, not you. I mean, you could. I would vote for you.
I wouldn't vote for me.
I would. I would 100% vote for you.
I got good ideas.
You do.
I only take crypto, though.
That's good, because then they'll know you're honest.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, of course, healthcare is a huge, yes, Yeah.
I mean, it's all the things that's keeping money out of people's pockets. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's all those things that are just, it's a system that's set up that's not fair for all of us normal people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And why is it not important that she get, you know, look, she can't. One of the things the doctors who we hired said about breast reductions is that, you know, Mia, who's 17, you know, they were talking about size and this and that. And what do you want to go to? And all of those questions. And one of the things was the doctor said, look, you know, I can assess her size according to her body and you know, her shape and all those things. But most likely after she gets the breast reduction, she's going to lose a lot of weight because she's going to do things she's never been able to do before. Mm-hmm. So isn't that right there? You know, like she can't run. She can't mm-hmm. do all of these things that, you know, the majority of people can just naturally do. Right.
She can't be physical.
She can't like at all. She can't do yoga. She can't, you know, she goes shopping with her friends and she's, literally stands outside of the dressing rooms and just like tells her friends that she likes what they're wearing or because she knows she can't try on the same kind of things. And, you know, it's a sick situation. Mm-hmm. It is completely sick. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think healthcare is a wonderful thing to get involved in. But again, it's a very, look, it's huge. It's a huge, you know. It's a huge, monstrous
issue. I don't remember what they cost. Does a breast reduction, for any surgical, whatever, what does it actually cost?
Was your vasectomy covered from insurance?
I don't remember.
Right. You should check that. That'd be interesting to know if that's something that's covered in insurance because of course it would be.
I can't imagine these things cost tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, hers doesn't cost. Wait a minute, it's not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No, it's 10 plus,
yes,
you know.
It is.
So it's tens of or hundreds of thousands
of
dollars.
And I went to multiple doctors to get assessments and everything.
I'm just saying, like, do these procedures actually cost this? Like, where is that cost coming from?
Yeah,
why is it costing? Why is it not affordable?
Right.
Why do we need insurance? Like, why do we need... that's what like drives me nuts. Like why, when somebody is dying of cancer, like why did the treatments cost enough money to bankrupt people? Like why do you need, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Like what are their actual costs involved? Is it because of the pharmaceutical companies that provide these drugs that need to make billions of dollars in profits? Like what, like where is it all?
Oh, I think about that all the time. I think about that when I get our kids' ADHD medication. I think to myself.
What does it cost them to make that pill? 3 cents?
Right. It cost me $100 to get one of our kids' ADHD medications. And all I think to myself is there's some kid out there who has ADHD, some kid, millions of kids who aren't getting this medication.
And all the other diagnoses too.
Correct.
It costs nothing to make those things.
Yeah. And the, OCD,
the research and the development of it. Yes. There's a cost associated with that. And I have to make that up too. Mm-hmm. I get that. But come on. Mm-hmm. You know,
of course,
like the fact that this country, like the for profit, our prisons are for profit.
Mm-hmm.
Our pharmaceutical companies are for profit. Like, don't call me a socialist. Like,
you
know, like I know there's
no
things.
One's calling you a socialist. You like Elon Musk.
I like what he's done. I don't like him.
No, he hasn't done shit.
Okay. All right. Enough of that. Right.
This was great. We should do this again.
See,
you had a great idea. No, I thought we were going to fight a little bit.
And we cried instead.
Right.
Isn't that nice?
Right. And you're going to go and listen to Michelle Obama's book.
No, I'm going to read it.
No,
you
not.
Think reading is, listening to a book is reading?
Yes,
which
it
I
is.
Don't agree with.
Yes, it fucking is.
Well, Joe Rogan agrees with you, by the way.
By the way, who the fuck cares? If you told me you listened to a book, at least you fucking got the information.
I agree. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, no, you've said that to me many times.
All right. Yep. Like I told you, we should only do
a few
questions.
We'll do it again. We're going to do it again.
Yeah, it's fun.
For sure.
Yeah.
We have to do it again. Right. It was super fun.
Cool.
All right. Well, rate and review if you enjoyed this. If you are annoyed that your partner does crypto and
reads women's books.
Or doesn't read women's books. Yes, please give us a rating or review. We really appreciate it. And if you want to have more interesting discussions like this, buy our date night question book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
please.
Idea. Or right. send us ideas to talk about something like this.
We would love to.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be fun. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.